Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Midwest farmers have a saying, their corn should be knee-high by the 4th of July to ensure a good crop come harvest time. Well, farmers in Ohio and Indiana will have to be very short for that old saying to come true this year. Drenching rains in May left fields too soggy to plant corn seed in those states, and the fallout could be worldwide. Joining me from Ames, Iowa, is Chad Hart. He's a professor of agricultural economics at Iowa State University. Professor, welcome to Living on Earth.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So the saying about corn being knee-high, is that true?
Sort of true. Actually, now they'd like it to be even taller.
They want it to be even taller. How is it in Ohio and Indiana now?
Well, in Ohio and Indiana right now, the problem is actually getting the seed in the ground. We've had significant weather problems, delays, and when the fields are too soggy, you can't get the tractors out there to plant the crop. They are well behind what they'd normally like to see planted.
And we're talking about field corn here, we should say. This is not sweet corn on the cob.
That is correct. In this case, this is field corn, so this is mainly used for either livestock feed or for ethanol production.
So in Ohio and Indiana, at what point is it too late to plant corn for the season?
Well, it depends. You know, agronomically, by the plant itself, they could still be planting into June. The issue, though, is that the plant will yield less corn the later it is planted. What farmers are looking at right now is they could still plant the corn but get a reduced yield. They could shift to another crop, potentially soybeans, or they could take their prevented planting payment if they purchased crop insurance. And so in this case, the crop insurance that producers can buy has coverage in cases like this when it's too wet to plant in a timely manner, and you can receive an insurance payment.
So what is the price of corn going for right about now?
For the crop that's being planted right now, it's being priced in the $6.50 to $7 per bushel range. The record is almost $8, and so we're about a dollar off that, but historically, we're more used to $2.50 to $3 per bushel.
Whoa. So producers of corn could really make a killing in this market.
This year, well, it looks very good. In this case, their cost of production per bushel is probably $4 to $4.50 per bushel. So this is a very good price.
Well, what's good for the producers isn't necessarily good for the buyers.
No. In fact, that's the deal. As you look at these prices, it does make the usage of that corn that much more expensive.
How fierce is the competition between ethanol producers and livestock feeders?
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily fierce. It's just the idea is that when, you know, each individual is looking to make that purchase, they all have to figure out at what price level are they willing to chase this corn at. And so far, we're seeing that they're willing to pay significantly high prices to obtain that corn.
How does this translate to food prices for, well, for me?
For food prices for us, it does have an impact. Arguably, with the corn, it does take some time for that impact to occur. Since it's a feed for our cattle, our hogs, our chickens, eventually these higher corn prices are higher feed costs, which show up as higher livestock prices, which eventually show up as higher meat prices. But when we look at the overall cost of the farm products going into our food, it's actually still relatively small. About for every dollar that you spend at the grocery store, 15 to 16 cents is what's going back to pay for the farm product in that food.
The United States is the world's number one producer of corn?
Yes, we are. We produce about 40% of all the corn worldwide.
So what happens here really does make a difference in the rest of the world.
It does. When you look at corn trade throughout the world, as I say, we're 40% of the production, but we're roughly two-thirds of all the corn that's traded between countries throughout the world.
So we've got these soggy fields in Ohio, and in China and Europe, they have droughts. And since this is an international market for corn, how is this going to play out worldwide?
This is where, when we're looking at food cost, they vary tremendously worldwide. Here in the United States, our food costs are much less tied to the cost of the commodities going into it. Our food costs are much more impacted by energy costs, by transportation costs, by labor wage rates. In Africa, there's much more direct relationship between commodity prices and food prices.
It's kind of amazing. You have this simple crop, corn, and it gets very complicated very fast.
Well, it's an amazingly what I call versatile crop. It can be used in food, in our feed, in our fuel, in fibers. That means it has a variety of values, and that typically means increase in price.
So in Ames, where you are right now, I don't know how tall you are, but is the corn near your knee?
Oh, no. Most of the corn that is out here in central Iowa right now is probably, I would say, 3 to 4 inches tall. But it will grow quite quickly over the next month.
I heard that corn can grow so quickly you can actually hear it.
That's what some have said. I cannot say I've ever heard it, but it does grow tremendously fast.
Well, Professor Hart, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Chad Hart is an ag economist at Iowa State University.